D'Angelo Show, a unique voice in conservative talk radio, can now be heard irradiating stupidity, teaching critical thinking, and encouraging confidence. So forget the Mickey Mouse madness and get back to the facts with your host, Bella D'Angelo.
Oh, thank goodness I'm parked under I got shade. I've got shade because it's 80 and I can't run the AC, but I'm under shade tree, so I'm all good. Ma'am, we're going to have a great show tonight. I am more than ready to get you laughing and giggling and forgetting the fact that we have, we've made history with the first woman that's under FBI investigation has now taken the nomination. If I said that it's batshit crazy, we all know it's batshit crazy that Hillary, the fat windbag water buffalo under FBI investigation has clinched the nomination. I just can't wait for Monday. Eric, I can't wait to get to Monday and hear Donald J. Trump take the gloves off and start to go after Hillary, come out to play. I always said, though, I don't think she's quite prepared, because when you bring a knife to a gunfight, you don't necessarily always plan that. How are you doing tonight, Eric?
I'm doing great. Up here in Billings, Montana, where our thermometer at the house is 103 degrees, so we're sweltering in a house here.
Yeah, but you're in your house. You're not sitting in your big black pickup truck in your driveway. You can't have the AC on. But no, we'll get to the madness and the political, but I got to share my day. My plottings to drive my, you've got to have a sense of humor. You've got to have I'm living back in Minneapolis, Minnesota, from the love of crude oil that is transplanted back here. I am dedicated to motivate people to find their redneck, blue collar, non-political selves. Stop. So Minnesota nice, rise up and get some personality and some kahunas to have a little bit of fun. So I'm not backing down. And I'll share, for the love of God, you got to have a sense of humor. I'm basically tailing around my one friend here he's the twin of Bernie Sanders, for God's sake. And you want to talk about socialism. He's not a socialist, but what I mean is he is not social, but I'll explain my plans to aggravate, frustrate, demoralize, and just try and drive Wilson as that crazy as possible. But first of all, so last week I alluded to running the sales guys off in the oil field, and I don't mean like I chased them. No, it was a mental running off, but I'll get to that because I alluded to it last week. But today, so this is an example. I had a great day. I worked for great guys at Great Northern Granite. Even though I sent a text message, Eric, to my two bosses, because the one colleague that I work with, he loves giving me a hard time. He tells me that he uses the women's bathroom all the time and no one's gotten raped, and he plays anti-Trump music every time I walk into the shop.
God, just aggravating, isn't he?
You guys are got to be so proud of me. I'm still employed. I'm not making a point, and I'm keeping my mouth, my eyes, my T's, my Q's, my everything crossed. I mean everything. I don't talk about cross burnings. I don't talk about pointy hats. I don't talk about nothing because I want to stay working for these guys. But I told him, I said, I had a feeling he wants me to keep talking to him on the radio show. That's why he keeps jabbing at me. But you know, I feel like there's a possibility that I might at some point get him to at least listen to the show. But anyways, I'm still getting adjusted. I work for Great Northern Granite, great bunch of guys. But I'm inside a whole lot more than I'm used to. I'm used to being out and, you know, doing my performing and talking my radio and talking my politics, and sure, we get stuff sold. But so finally today, I make it out. I'm on my way. And, you know, I don't like the navigation system on phones or anything. I can't stand Siri. I think she's a bitch. Yeah. And so I refuse to use it a lot of the times. Plus, I'm on the phone so much, I don't want to be looking down on the phone. So I made the fatal mistake. I called, and the woman that I answered gave me directions. I thought, well, I'll try it, because it seemed, you know, she seemed left and right, although she did say, do you know where the TGI Friday is? And it's like, I know where a lot of TGI Fridays are, but it does not mean that that's going to help me get to you. So.
Right.
And you know what kills me, Eric, is when, have you ever called and asked for directions and the woman goes, well, let me get you someone that can help you.
Yeah.
I sit here and I go, didn't yeah,
you
drive
know where I'm at.
To the... didn't you drive to the place of employment that I'm sure this is not, unless they tell me, well, it's my first day, but still, you had to get there from somewhere, so I'm pretty sure you could... Never mind. I don't know why people don't know how
to... It's probably in between eyeliner and a little blush she was putting on. She doesn't pay attention, right?
So, and then, you know, you can't... I mean, women don't know north, south, east, west. You know, when I was in the oil field, I developed a rig locator test. And it, because you know, Eric, that when you're in the oil field and you call a company man for directions, it is north, south, east, west, 0.7 miles west, 2.9 miles east. I mean, it's all miles.
Tenth of a mile directions. You can't miss it.
Yeah. And you have to know how to reset that odometer. I got so fed up with trying to teach these people that were working for me. I specifically, you know, the rig was, it was 11 miles north of Dickinson, and then you turned and you went west, and then you went north, and then you went east a bit, north, and I had all of the specifics. Well, when I gave the test to the first employee that I had, and she said that she was going to drive to Dickinson and then go north 11 miles, right away I knew, you know, you might make for a throne scrubber, but God help us if you're going to drive the bus with the throne scrubbers, because you just waste that 11 miles. No, so I exit the highway, and I can tell that this is not exactly going to get me to where I'm trying to go. So I call back to the company. Now a guy answered. And so I said to him, I said, you know, I gave him the directions, and he said, well, that's not how I would go. And I said, well, and he gave me his directions, and I stopped him, and I said, you know what, Chief? I said, don't tell the ladies in your offices. I can't stand taking directions from women because they don't know how to give them. And he started laughing, and I said, hey, what do you do at the company? And he said he was a project manager, and I said, awesome, Chief. Wait there for me. I'm going to walk in the door and introduce myself. You're going to be wanting to meet me, so don't go anywhere. You know, it's outside of the box that you have to be when you're in sales, when you're going to differentiate yourself from others. And so when I say to you that I ran off salespeople in the oil field, I mean, I was known for it. And let me give you an example of this one time. So, Eric, I was sitting in with Pump Joint, and you remember me talking about Pump Joint.
Yep.
And he, one of my, you know, I have so many of my favorite company men, but this particular day, it was Halloween. And so I was sitting in there with him, and he was busy doing his afternoon reports. I was sitting in there preparing for the show, and all of a sudden, this sales dude walks in, and he's got a Halloween bag that he sets down, and he starts out with his very, very formal droning on and on about who he is, what he's selling, how beneficial it will be, you know, the typical, the kind that drove you absolutely bat crazy that you didn't want to listen to either. So I turned around in my chair and I looked at him and I said, this is really an amazing sales presentation. I said, please continue. And he does. couple seconds later, I turned around again, and I said, you know what? If you don't mind, wait for a minute. I'd like to make some notes, because I have never heard this technique ever in my life. He continues on with the droning, and so I'm fictitiously making some notes. So then I spun around again, and I said, you know, I looked at Pupjoy, and I said, it's too bad we don't have a video. I can't videotape this right now. I said, this is the epic type of sales presentation that millions has made. I said, I wish I would have met him so that I could be this successful. I said, and then I looked at the sales dude, and I said, you might ask some other company men why Isabella of Isabella's Oilfield Services was such a failure. And he made a little note. He was actually going to go do that. I said, good. I said, because I wish I would have met you. Maybe I would have been a success in this damn oil field. And then I turned around and said, no, keep going on. I got to capture all of this. Well, Pumpjoy, of course, is laughing so hard. You know, he can hardly stand it, but he's also getting fed up with this sales guy. So finally, Pumpjoy says, get the hell out. Well, the sales guy thought he meant me. So he continues droning on, and then finally I just turned around and I said, you know what? I can't take the torture of me or Pump Joint anymore. I said, you are a foot-dragging, knuckle-dragging, dumb, lunatic, low, dumbass salesman. Run. And he picked up his little paperwork and ran. You know what he left in the Halloween bag for a Pump Joint? What do most of you guys want in those bags? Like beef jerky, you know, a ribeye.
Usually you get jerky from somebody. That's kind of standard in the oil patch.
Yeah, beef jerky, ribeyes, you know, any type of good meat. No, he left a coloring book.
A coloring book?
He left a coloring book. You know, the blow me bubbles thing. He loved crayons. And then, like, kids' candy. Did I not state the obvious? A dumbass salesperson. I mean, know your audience, right?
That's right.
But
that's funny.
You know, that's why I had so much fun. And there are days that I just, you know, crude is starting to inch back up. I don't know that I'll necessarily go back to work, but I miss you guys. We're spread out all over the country right now as oil stays down. But in the meanwhile, I do have someone that I can unleash my energy of aggravation, frustration, and terrorism towards. So it's unfortunately, Wilson is taking it for all you guys because, again, I don't have 200 rigs to go around and terrorize. So I have one Bernie Sanders twin to go after. So here's the thing. So Wilson has a brand new company vehicle, okay, Eric? And, you know, Wilson's old. He's old.
Yep. Like all of us.
But he's proud that he thinks he's learned how to use this navigation system in his vehicle. And he's also addicted to listening to KQRS. Well, you know, it's all in perception. See, a lot of people may think I'm not very technically savvy. It's just what I perceive or let you know that I'm capable of doing or not. But actually, I have a lot of capabilities. I just don't let on. So
yeah.
I know how to jack with his navigation system. So I will, you know how it always says, you want from your current location? I am going to hotwire it in a sense that it'll always come up with a different random current location. So whenever he puts in the location he's trying to get to, it'll just take him to, like, the reason I don't use navigation is it usually takes you to not a literal funeral parlor, but someplace that is nowhere near where you're trying to get to. Then on top of it, when he tries to play his KQRS, which is old rock station, it's probably going to just pipe in nonstop. I don't know. I'll get him to Manili, Debbie Gibson. I mean, just the most horrible music possible. And then I'm going to make sure that navigation system takes him down every single road that's under construction in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is every single road.
Minnesota. You've got roads everywhere under construction. I guess that's a speed limit thing going on now, and you can't go very fast.
I don't know what it is, but it's wrong. It's just wrong. And tonight as I was leaving, and that I'd like to see an aerial overview of what it looks like just trying to drive in rush hour, because I don't know, it's just insane. But no, we've got the UK, we've got Frank hopefully joining us from the UK. Then we're going to get into, I sent a certified letter to Mr. Donald J. Trump. And there's a reason that I did it, because there's a little bit of history between Donald J. Trump running for president and an idea that I had back in 2010. We're going to talk about his speech yesterday. Hillary Killery has the nomination. But like I said, I can't wait for the debate to take place between Donald J. Trump and Hillary Killery, Water Buffalo. Yes, because Hillary, come out to play. We're up against our first break. We'll be right back. We got to fight, baby, fight.
You don't find any better guys in a family team than polar builders. These guys are not the storm chasers. They are the GAF and Timberline certified polar builders. Upgrades your home needs after hail damage to roofing, siding, and windows. Call and ask for Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100. Again, that is Bella at Polar Builders, 952-895-8100.
We are back. Bella D'Angelo here. We got Frank Day joining us from the UK and Eric Olson, Montana Shrug Tea Party and Company Man. And, you know, I'm going to be fine. I mean, unless I all of a sudden go silent, you know that the heat overtook me. I do get heat sick very easily. It's 80 degrees here. I got the windows up because now my neighbor's mowing his yard. Whatever. One of these days I'll have a studio and I'll be a big girl and I'll be all grown up when I'm headed to prime time. Anyways, first of all, though, guys, we all need to be very, very cautious. Now, if anybody knows and understands, and if they don't, I will make people aware of the severe problem we have with the refugee resettlement of Somalians here. I was on a walk the other day, guys, and I go on a 4.2-mile walk just about every day. And it was the other weekend that I was on it, and I was innocently walking along, and a woman and her dog were coming up to me. Dogs never bark at me. This dog was black as black. And I say this, you'll never think of black dogs again the same way. And its hair was standing up. And then I thought possibly there was a tiny little flag dangling from its collar, and I thought, my God, ISIS, you know, we now have canine for ISIS. And, you know, I mean, they can smell your Christianity. I said that to Wilson because I said, I've never had a dog bark at me, but I said, you know, if there is any, whatever it takes for me to get people to understand, start to realize, start to, you know, look around and see the impact of this resettlement of these refugees, the fact of the open borders. We now have, you know, Paris and across the pond, just, they're rioting in the streets. Frank, you do a beautiful job of posting the videos of the riots and all this. And the thing is people need to understand this is not assimilation. It's already here in this country. I was at Valvoline getting my coolant flushed on Saturday, and a young military veteran and an ex-military veteran who was working on my truck, I asked him if he's voting in November. Both him and his buddy said, we're voting against Hillary. He said, we're military. And he said, I'm going to tell you this much right now. You have no idea how many Somalians were leaving Minneapolis to go and fight for ISIS. He said the reason that we were being told was because ISIS had put out a direct threat to all military families, so they wanted us to be aware of it. And, yeah. Frank, you and I have been in in this trenches for a long time when we started the Danish Defense League. And, I mean, you're over there, and we've got to get people to wake up and realize it's across the pond, it's here.
There's this way.
Well, yeah, you see the dog barking at you. The thing is, Muslims hate dogs. They fear dogs. So it wouldn't have been necessarily at you. You might have had a Muzrat just behind you over your shoulder. He might have been just shouting a warning, you know? It's not a game now. It really is serious. You've got to take it seriously. No, there's no more excuses. They've been raising us and using our credit to raise against us. This is getting ridiculous.
Anyway. Your past leader over there making comments that Muslim Islam is good for England, et cetera, et cetera, and we need more of it. And then, you know, you got the guy up in Canada, Trudeau, saying the same thing, that it's all just such a great deal for everybody.
Yeah. I don't suppose anybody's really falling for it, are they? Not anymore. I mean, why are they pretending? Everybody's just terrified. They're calling their bluff.
Yeah.
It's just very... And I'm telling you the truth. They've been using our credit and our charity to raise us.
Right.
We've been raising against ourselves. We can take this. We just disregard them. Their oil. The only reason they got all this money is because we prayed them square. If it had been the other way around, if we'd have been the Saudis, we'd still be stretching about in the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We give them fair deal, and they turned it around and shafted it.
One of the key things people don't hear and don't really understand is most of the Muslim countries won't allow Muslim refugees in their own country because they're afraid of them. They think there's terrorists associated with it.
Well, it'll affect the property prices, won't it?
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. A.J. Kern, who has joined the show on Monday nights. A.J. is running for Congress against Tom Emmer here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. At lunch the other day, she talked about how Wilmer is basically done for. The population has taken over to over 40%. Property values have gone down. The bullying in the schools, I mean, they're basically done for. And all I could think about is, you know, we're the biggest supporter of Somalia. What is Minneapolis, Minnesota going to look like in another couple of years if we don't stop it? But here, if you're sitting here listening for the first time, if you're one of the young individuals that I've talked to within the last couple of weeks that, you know, ask you to listen to this show, and you're sitting there and you're scratching your head and you're saying, well, I don't know how to disseminate the truth from what these people are saying to what the candidates are saying. Listen to the two speeches between Trump and Hillary last night. Look at what Hillary is saying she will do. I mean, she's going to continue with the open borders. She has no desire whatsoever to close the borders, to deal with it. They're welcoming it. They're welcoming it for a simple reason. It will forever cement the Democratic voter base.
Yeah, and then she's absolutely against the Second Amendment. She doesn't believe that gives us the right to bear arms. She was in a real interview the other day that she just could not get around saying this. Well, it's kind of, you know, we really don't need people. We don't need these guns, you know. It doesn't really, it's not constitutional. She kind of stuttered and stammered and just made herself
look
like
a fool. She doesn't like return fire. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody relax. Put their arms down, and then she gets a free shot, or a bodyguards do. No, that's phony. We gave away our arms, just gave them away, got conned into it. Okay, we'll be reasonable, but it turned out, as everybody predicted, it's only the baddies that got the bloody guns now, and it is hard to believe that the baddies are running, the baddies and the cops and they're both doing thriving business, and we're just copying it. So, you know, wondering whose side they're on as well. It's getting really horrible. And you've just got to be, if there is any youngsters that you've persuaded to listen, it's listen to how, just be true to yourself. You know what's going on. Just be true to yourself and listen and see who's sounding more authentic.
Yeah, who's on your side. Right. I was doing some searching today, and I put it up on Facebook, but Jerry Lewis, the old comedian, was interviewed here recently while he's sitting in his wheelchair.
Yeah,
and they asked him about Trump. He said Trump's a good guy. They asked him about the president we got now, and they said, well, he's just uninformed. He doesn't know what the heck's going on. And then they asked him about Muslims. Islam, do we need them in America? He says, hell no, we don't need any of those. And he said, you know, we don't know if 11 of those 10,000 that come over here are going to be terrorists and just blow up America. So we don't need any of those Muslims in this country. So he was right on the spot there.
Yeah, and it's simply enough. You don't have to have a purge or anything. Just turn around the thinking. If they want to go back and get stuck in, good for them.
Yeah.
On your way. Just bang, change the locks behind them. Bugger that.
Yeah, people just got to research their own. You know, there's a lot of disease coming in this country. I know I talked about it on a show earlier in the week, but tuberculosis is back in America, and some other tragic diseases that are coming in with these refugees, not necessarily all Islam, but there's just no control over and vetting these things. It's just tough on America.
Well, it's not just the reason they still got TB is because they still spit all over the bloody place.
Yeah.
Now we've eradicated it because anybody starts spitting now gets frowned on. In fact, Singapore, the president of Singapore eradicated TB by actually jailing anybody caught spitting. But everybody thought, cool, blimey, that's a bit of a tyrant, but he got shot of it. Now they're just coming over, just spitting everywhere, and here we go again.
Yeah, and leaving those bodily fluids that can transmit disease. That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to use an analogy, if we're going to use something that gets to the point, because this is a soundbite society over here, my goal and my mission is to get the disenfranchised, the silent majority, the young, those that typically don't listen to talk radio show to listen, as well as the like-minded, the strong conservative Tea Party patriots that we are. But my show really is geared towards those that don't typically listen. And I got them listening to me. I get caught off guard so many times, guys, when I go to Panera or Subway or the gas station and these young kids that I talk to, tell me, they've tuned in, they're listening. And you know what? It's this simple. I was at the gas station this morning on my way to go over to the fabrication plant to meet with a contractor. He wanted to see our capabilities. And I stopped in the gas station. There was a young Hispanic gal that waited on me. And I looked at her and I said, are you going to vote in November? She said, yes, ma'am. And I said, Hillary your man or Trump? She said, oh, Hillary is. And I took a step back and I said, let me ask you something. I said, when you get your paycheck, how much does it frustrate you what's taken out of your paycheck? And she kind of scratched her head. I'd struck a chord. And I said, well, if you think that it's bad what's being taken out of your paycheck now, just wait. I said, Bernie gets in, you won't have a paycheck. And I said, Hillary gets in, You're barely going to have a paycheck. And she said, no. And I said, yes.
Yes.
I said, let me ask you something. I said, are you fearful about the rape and the torture and all that ISIS does to women and Christians? Now, she's here, so she knows the Somali population. I said, do you want that worry about your babies? And then she really looked kind of nervous. And I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, you would make my day if you checked out my radio show. You went to BellaDeAngelo.com. My shows are all stored there. The first listen button are the current shows. The second one are the archives for out in the oil field. And I said, you've got to look at November as voting for your country or your party. And if you don't understand how much we have to lose, you just need to look across the pond and the rest of the world. Because we've got to fight, baby, fight. Don, we're up against our next break. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for a straightforward, conservative, good old boy who can also rant about all the madness, but seriously, Bella endorses Aaron Petilla with North Star Insurance. Aaron will take care of all your insurance needs with small-town service, and he will even save you some money. Tell Aaron Bella sent you. You can get Aaron at 952-856-6074. And that again is Aaron at 952-856-6074.
We are back. Bella D'Angelo, Eric Olson, and possibly Frank will be coming back with us. Bud Shelton, which is, I hope to meet him someday. He's down in Oklahoma. His group is Trump's Bunch on Facebook. And he posted Mr. Donald J. Trump's address and asked all of us to send a donation. Well, then I got an idea yesterday because I thought, you know, Donald's known for reaching out to, you know, small nobodies, and I'm a small nobody, but I've got some history with the man because 2010, September 27th, is the first time I called into Sean Hannity, and in that phone conversation, out of frustration, I said, go get Trump. So I sat in my truck, and I wrote a little letter, and I just simply said to him, I said, I'm a hardworking, tax-paying, workaholic sales girl who loves this country. And I said, I happen to have called into Sean Hannity on September 27, 2010. Besides describing what was going on here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we were losing jobs, we were losing manufacturing. Obama was going to destroy the country along with the New World Order. And I said, out of frustration, I said, go get Trump. We need a businessman. We need to make America great again. And then I said, Mr. Trump, here is my donation towards your campaign. Would you please honor me and come on my radio show? I sent it certified, and he has to sign. Somebody has to sign, and I get a receipt back. I did put on the front envelope, Make America Great, underneath Mr. Donald J. Trump, sir. So I don't know. I don't know that anything will happen. All I can say is when I told the guys at work this morning, one of them looked at me and said, you're not going to be one of those crazies jumping up and down on TV supporting them. Well, I've learned to pick my battles because, again, I want to stay employed. But I have picked my battle, and that is prove that one person can make a difference. One person is here trying to inspire you to get out and make a difference. Can you imagine what we could do in November if everyone that I talked to, everyone that I inspired, got out and talked to as many people as possible, every single person as possible, and converted people and got us to a landslide vote in November? And I'm telling you, after watching his speech with that teleprompter, I was talking to Mr. Hoffman, good old boy, on my way in today, and he said, you know, he was reading it, and that big boss must have said to him, you've got to read, and you've got to be professional and polished, and don't go off the rails. And you know what? He really is coming along more presidential.
Well, he can do that. You know, you watched his show for 13 years. You're fired, you know.
Yep.
And he was always very businesslike to the majority of that show. And so he was no showboat even on his television show. And I'm sure his business runs the same way in the boardroom. He's an intelligent man. He's a smart man.
Yes, he is. And I did have to laugh when thinking about, you know, Trump being told what he can and can't say and being told he has to stay on script. I was giggling because on Saturday I sat down with Mark Griffin, with John Birch Society, along with Raleigh and AJ, and we were talking about the show, and I was trying to get AJ to understand that, you know, I use a lot of humor and entertainment, and I didn't want her to have the big one when I talked about my pink bra, which I did get asked about that by Dennis Davis. He wanted to know what I was talking about with the pink bra and the white T-shirt and the lip glosses. Anyways, Mark started, so I'm slowly letting AJ get to know me. I don't want to scare her off, you know, she's running for Congress, so I've got to behave a little bit. So finally, Mark's trying to help break the ice for me. And he says, AJ, he goes, you know what? I asked her to do a speaking engagement for me. He goes, After listening to a couple of her shows, I became very afraid of her. I didn't know if she could stay on script or not. And he goes, I emailed her to reiterate she had to stay on script. And I said, I knew you were afraid of me. And the funny thing is, I'm nothing to be afraid of. I hope people can embrace the non-political correctness. I mean, once you break free of political correctness and you can speak your mind, be honest, sincere, and direct, because that is what killed this country. And I also want to talk about, because everybody's talking about this judge. So, you know, now you've got the judge coming after and all of this talk about Trump University, and the media will not back down that this is a racial thing. And this is where the political correctness has gone so deep. It's not racism. For God's sakes, he's La Raza. It's called vetting an association and seeing who somebody really does support and their inability to step back from what they're supporting to give a fair trial. I mean, Trump's got every reason to be pushing back on this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like we talked, he admitted the guy was a Mexican, but that he loved all Mexicans, so he kind of took it away, the racist thing. It's just an issue between a judge that's not been fair to him and a bunch of lawyers that filed a class action that are funding La Raza. I think they're involved in La Raza, but they're also funding that judge in some activities. So there's all this corruption and conflict of interest going on, and that's kind of what Trump, he's a smart guy, he knows what's going on, he's just trying to put it out there, but he's getting hit from all directions on any little point he makes instead of looking at the whole picture.
I think it's going to continue to build his support. I mean, that's what Trump has brought is fighting the establishment, which is what we are all fed up with.
Yep.
I just, you know, when you were talking about, and Megyn Kelly, I really was suspicious of that interview that she gave with Trump at Trump
yep.
Tower and how syrupy, fake, nice she was being, because when I watched her on the Kelly File go down the road with this university, I just wish that they would yank her off air. Can't they put me in place of her? Couldn't?
She's losing ground fast. She might get fired, or maybe that's the plan to push her over to MSNBC or somewhere crazy.
If anybody has
a look from a really nice-looking motherly lady reporter to this, I don't know what she looks like now with the short, greasy haircut, and her attitude is just turning everybody off.
She's the typical. You've seen this. This is why I can't. Stand so many, I mean, you know, underperforming, barely achieving, and then you get a promotion, and it all goes to your ego, it all goes to your head. But, hey, you know, the fact is we have to get out, and we've got to support Trump. When I mean, we've got some numbers against us, but we've got a lot for us. 60% of the vote goes Democratic. In my day-to-day bouncing around, I've talked to a lot of Democrats. I've been talking to a lot of 18 and 20-year-olds. I'm hearing a lot of voting against Trump. But I'm also hearing a lot of Trump's a crazy businessman and on and on and on. Well, then you know that they're just buying into the typical media. And that's
yep.
why I get people to stop. And I ask them, what do you really know? Where are you basing this information on? And the minute they say the regular media, well, there's a problem. You can't pay attention to the regular media because the regular media is part of the establishment, and they're running scared because nobody in the system, nobody in establishment Paul Ryan is back on his supporting Hillary and Obama and all the rest of them, and that's why we've got to get out the support for Trump, because Trump brings to the table non-establishment. He's not bought by lobbyists. He's not taking a salary. He's laid out his plan to end Obamacare, put up a wall, blow the hell out of ISIS, you know, reduce taxation and regulation to encourage companies to come back, to create jobs. Because we can turn this country around. We need someone that knows and understands and has the balls to do it and get the job done, which that's what Donald J. Trump brings to this country.
That's absolutely right. That's what America needs. One person at a time, one voter at a time. We need to get out and educate people. People need to educate themselves of what's going on. I just saw a map today that showed all this, like, Midwest states and some Eastern states, quite a number of them that are going to be key for winning this election. And I think Trump's, you know, he was strong there during the primary. I think he's got a really good chance of pulling off a landslide like Reagan did.
He's got the most number of votes over all GOP nominees in history, 13 million some votes, which is a million some more than Bush, 3 million more than Romney. But as I always say, we've got to act like we're behind. We have to act like we're behind in this election. And we have to get out, fight, and talk to as many people as possible. Because not only do I want to win, I want to annihilate. I mean annihilate, disseminate, destroy. I want this to be such a landslide, such a method that we are America, and that we are patriots, and that we will fight for this country. I've been sitting in my truck for almost 6 years trying to do my part, as I've talked to so many people internationally, nationally, now here locally. And, you know, what always broke my heart was how much I heard that the rest of the country was worried what was going to happen to us if we lost it here. I never gave up hope on those. I just like I believe in Minneapolis, they needed a leader. They needed someone to believe in. And we can finally believe in Donald J. Trump. That's why we've got to get out and spread the news and get people involved, get people invigorated, get people educated. And that's what this whole show is about. We're about to go into our next break. When we come back from break, I want to share with everybody, I've had a lot of blessings since coming back, and I finally have some great people. I have people, Eric. I actually have people.
All right, friends. Comrades.
When you want to, you know, this is my passion. I mean, I'm always going to have a couple of sales jobs, and I mean, I'm the world's greatest salesperson, and I'm blessed to be working for Great Northern Granite. When it hails, I'll be working for Polar Builders. But the one thing that terrified me the most was coming back, because I found my home, my country, my people in the oil field. I was so unpolitically correct that just like being told, like Donald's being told by his big boss, you got to stay on script. Had a lot of hours of Miss Manners classes, told to put the duct tape around my wrist, what to say and not to say. Don't say F and N, and I can't say it on the air. But I really had to assimilate myself back into, I don't know if you call it civilization, but I also wanted to find a network of people that could help me, and I have. And I want to give tribute and say thanks to all these great people that I've met since coming back. And we are up against our next break. We got to fight, baby, fight, and we'll be right back.
I'm here to introduce Trust Vets. If you could choose between doing business with an American military veteran or a complete stranger, who would you choose? If you're like me, you would choose the veteran. What if every time you needed to hire a professional for work around your home or office, you could choose to do business with veterans? Friends, the time has come. Visit the online directory of veterans at trustvets.com to find painters, plumbers, dentists, bankers, and more. Whether you need your windows washed, your lawn mowed, or a handyman for a project, you can find verified American military veterans who would be proud to do the work for you. Many people want better for our veterans. Trust Vets is a simple way to make good on those intentions. You can help before hiring any local service. Visit TrustVets.com. Come and join us in doing business with American military veterans. Trust Vets. They've definitely earned it.
We are back, Bella D'Angelo and Eric Olson. We're on our final segment that I try to dedicate towards local news. This segment I'm going to dedicate it to some really great people, because we're power in numbers, and there isn't any way that one person can drive around all day long and accomplish with a sales job and accomplish the things that I'm trying to accomplish, which I want prime time, Eric. You know that, because I put it in just about every text that I send out.
yeah, I get lots of them.
Oh, well, so the first, and another thing is, when I moved back, I thought, now how am I going to find some, you know, some guys like you company men that I had so much, I mean, we were family out there. I mean, you know, that's where I spent all my time, 7 days a week, up at a rig, evenings, weekends, you know, burning steaks, watching football games, scrubbing your toilets, laughing, building the show. Well, this is true. I was working for a water jet company, and they were giving me no help or direction, and I committed to them to bring in a lot of revenue. And as frustrated as I was, I just prayed this one morning, and I said to myself, let me meet someone that will help me get to a good old boy, someone like a company man that did for me when I was in the oil field, now hopefully help me here in Minneapolis. Because in the oil field, when they like you and they bring you in the fold, they open doors for you. And that's exactly what I needed, because, you know, I never failed, and I wasn't going to fail this opportunity. And I went down and I went to this one sign company, and I told the guy there that I said, you know, I've committed this much revenue, but I can't find any of the big fish in the pond. And I said, I need a little bit of help. Can you direct me to somebody? So he gave me the good old boy's name and phone number. Eric, I Googled the company. I called before I was even in my pickup truck. The good old boy answered the phone, and in a very short period of time asked me if I could do a certain project, and with a timeline. I said, let me call the shop. I called him back. I said, yes. I explained to him I was going to be there in about 2 hours to introduce myself. Well, here's where it's led to. I'm good friends with them, and he gave me a big gift, though, Eric, because when I got in there, we sat down, and he wanted to hear all about the oil field, and he said how impressed he was that a, you know, single female went out and worked in the oil field. Well, he also supported and sponsored this radio show, and he put the vehicle wrap, because back then I was on the Patriot. He wanted me to look very professional when pulling into the Patriot and going up to the car dealerships to get all the advertising. So he put 1280 the Patriot Bella D'Angelo show on the truck. Well, I wouldn't be in the crowd of great men with Trust Vets if it weren't for that first good old boy, because I was up in Anoka. And I was up in Anoka one day, and a Trust Vets member walked up to my truck, asked me if I knew Joe Johnson. I said, I didn't. He introduced me. Joe came on my radio show. When I found out about Trust Vets, about this great organization, you can give a dollar to a veteran, but unless you give him a purpose to get back into life and society, that's a real gift. Trust Vets supports and promotes veterans and their businesses. Well, shortly thereafter, I got introduced to some of them by seeking out their services. So Aaron Rindall does my taxes. John Henke has become a personal friend, offering studio space and many other services as I'm trying to build this radio show. John Van Biergren with White Bear Printing, he's doing the T-shirts, the dog tags, and the different cups. So we've got the T-shirts that say, go out, make a difference, or I'll kick your pansy ass. Another shirt has got Rebel Red on it with the Confederate flag with NFSE on it. I can't say it on air, but you might be able to figure it out. We've got tumblers that say, hey, Hillary, email me. I've got dog tags and other shirts that have Never Forget, Thank You for Your Service, On the Other Side, NFSE, and Semper Fi. I had lunch yesterday with a super guy, Dennis Davis, and here's how that meeting happened. So I went to go meet with Raleigh Nevy the other day. Raleigh offered to sell advertising and give more support to the radio show. We decided to meet at Panera in Edina. I walk in, Eric, and I sat down, and there's three guys across from me with Trust That sticker on their laptop. So I walked over, and I introduced myself, and I said, you know, are you guys part of Trust That? Well, they all looked at me and said, well, not only are we Trust That, it was John Hennan, Brent Skadja, I hope I said that right, Brent, I'm sorry, and Tom Hennan. Not only did they said they all knew me, they listened to the show, they were excited to finally meet me. Well, while I'm sitting there telling them, and right off the bat, Brent says, how can we help you? And I said, well, I can't believe I'm being asked this, because I said, I'm one person driving around. I'm trying to get all this accomplished. I'm trying to get advertising, sponsorship, speaking engagements. I'm trying to get the show introduced to other radio stations so we can finally go where we want to be. Brent and Tom both emailed Dennis Davis at the same time saying, you've got to meet this gal. We're here with her right now. They connected me. I said to them, I said, well, why don't you ask Dennis if he'd like to come on my radio show, which was Monday, because he does an event in getting veterans out to vote. He plays, he's going to be playing a small clip from 13 Hours, then ask a couple of quick questions. They can't support a candidate, but asking, you know, do you want to reduce debt, support our military, create jobs, and make America great again, getting veterans out to vote. Well, Dennis and I, and I've only got 2 minutes left, I've talked my way through the segment. Dennis and I sat down, and from the minute I sat down with him, he said, I can tell you've got a big story. I've got a lot of time. And it's as if I was sitting across from one of you guys. We talked for 2.5 hours. He's got Not Your Average Joe, a book that he published, and he's just a tremendous veteran, patriot, new supporter and listener to the radio. And I just want to give a big shout out to all of the Trust Vets, because they've made my transition back to Minneapolis a lot easier, because there are days that I say, I can't wait to turn this bird and head back out to the oil field. But I've got a mission and I've got a purpose, and there's a reason that I'm back here to do my part to try and stop the further destruction and dismantling of Minneapolis. And to get Donald J. Trump into office in November, we got one more minute. Eric, tell everybody where they can find you and support you, and then we're already done for tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It goes so fast, but it's Eric Olson up here in Billings, Montana. I'm also president of Eagle Forum in Montana. EagleForum.org, if you check that out. Phyllis Schlafly explains this establishment kingmaker mentality of how they've been picking presidents for the last half a century. You should get on there and buy that book. It's an easy read, and it'll tell you all you need to know about why Trump's a good man for this country. But get me. I'm on Facebook under Eric Olson, Montana Shrugged on Facebook, and then Eric Shrugged on Twitter. I have tens of thousands of contacts through the media, and I'd love to hear from everybody. Thanks, Bella.
Thanks, Eric, and I'm going to take it from here. I love all you guys, all my supporters, all my listeners. Everybody that is in this together, because we are in this together, and we've got to fight, baby, fight. Love, Trust Us. Love you, good old boy. And let's get out. Walk, talk, think differently. Be Bella tomorrow. You can stand the pink bra, the white T-shirt, and lip gloss, but get out and get people involved. Get people making a difference. Good night. God bless. God bless America. And ciao for now.